Hello, everyone. Today I want us to think about the importance of humility before God. We currently live in a society that humility is not valued in, where we are taught the advice that is given is for us to be the captain, the lord, the master of our own lives. We do what we want when we want to do it. We follow our dreams, our desires, our paths. But when we look at that approach, we see that God is nowhere to be found in that. That is a path of arrogance and pride where we think all we need is ourselves. But when we come to Scripture, we find that the proud and the arrogant are not pleasing to God, and they are not going to be blessed by Him. And there's going to be a day when the proud and the arrogant are humbled. In Isaiah chapter 2, we find the people of God and their rebellion against Him. And what is identified as one of the main ways they have sinned against God is their pride and their arrogance. And look what God says in Isaiah chapter 2, starting in verse 11. The proud look of humanity will be brought low, and the arrogance of people will be humbled, and the Lord alone will be exalted on that day. For the Lord of armies will have a day of reckoning against everyone who is arrogant and haughty, and against everyone who is lifted up, that he may be brought low. The word for humility is literally to be brought low. So what is being identified here is that the proud and the arrogant, they will in fact be humbled one day by the Lord. But this isn't going to be intentional. This isn't going to be something they sought out and they did on purpose, but rather they're going to have no choice because God is going to make sure they know who is truly the one in control, who truly has all of the power, who is truly great, and He will make the proud and arrogant humble. And we find that there is no blessing in this because the people who were proud and arrogant had no choice. They didn't choose to be humble. They didn't choose to submit. And they will face the consequences for that. But what we find in other places in Scripture is the great blessings that come from choosing to intentionally humble ourselves before God now. To not wait until the end of times when God makes all of the proud and arrogant humble. But rather, we can choose right here, right now, to intentionally humble ourselves before Him now. To be made low before Him, where we recognize He is God and we are not. That He is holy and we are not. That He is strong and we are not. And when we do that now, we find from Scripture that there is wonderful blessings that come from that. So let us look in James chapter 4 to see what these blessings are. James is writing to Christians who are becoming too friendly with the world, that instead of giving their love and devotion to God alone, they are giving it to the world and being shaped by it in ways that are not godly. And James is warning them of how bad an idea that is and how that doesn't lead to anything that is good. And he says in verse 5, Do you think that the scripture says to no purpose he jealously desires the spirit which he has made to dwell in us, but he gives more grace? James identifies that the reason God cares so much about us not giving our allegiance to the world, but rather giving it to God, is because God jealously desires the spirit that is in you and is in me. That He loves His creation to the point that it breaks His heart to see His creation love the things of the world more than they love Him. And He desires deeply for us to belong to Him and to receive the blessings that come from that. And He says that He gives more grace. That He desires us so much that He's willing to give His grace to us.
And look how we receive this grace. Verse 6, therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. There it is. The proud, God is not going to bless. The proud, God is going to humble one day. But he says to those who are humble, who bring themselves low before God, who submit to him above any other thing, he says that's who God is going to give his grace to. That's who he's going to bless, to forgive, to exalt, the humble. Verse 7, submit therefore to God. You know, we live in a society that submission is like a dirty word. Nobody wants to submit. Nobody wants authority. No one wants someone else to tell them what to do in our world today. But when we come to Scripture and we see what it means to be a Christian, we find that submission is at the core of everything we do. We are called to submit to our government officials, to our church leadership, if we're married, to our spouse, if we're parents, if we're kids, to our parents. We can go on and on of all of the ways the Bible teaches us that we are to submit to one another. But the primary, most important form of submission is submission before God. A recognition that he is Lord and we are not. That what he says, what he commands, we're going to do rather than following after our own wants and desires. That's at the core of what it means to be God's people. That he is the one in control, not us. And that is the only way we are ever going to be blessed by God, is when we are committed to being humble before him and submitting to him as God. To continue in verse 7, but resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come close to God and he will come close to you. That in our humility and in our submission, we find that the way to resist the devil, we find the way to deal with our sin and to overcome temptation. We do that by resisting the devil, but it's not just about resisting him, but it's about also going near to God. It's not just about running away from sin, but when we run away from sin, we run to God. And if we come to God in humility and submission, that is when we receive his grace. That's when we are blessed and we have the ability to actually overcome sin, because we have God's blessing upon us due to our humility and our submission. And that's an important thing for us to remember, that in our battle with sin and when we're striving to overcome temptation, remember it's not just about avoiding the sin, but it's also about coming to God. Because when we are striving to avoid sin, and when we come to God in humility and submission, we will find his grace and his blessings to help us in that moment. He goes on to say in the rest of verse 8, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be miserable and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into gloom. James is clearly writing to people who, due to their pride and their arrogance, are no longer convicted of their sin. They don't mourn it. They don't repent of it. They don't feel bad because of it. But rather, due to their friendship with the world and their pride and their arrogance, they are okay with their sin. They don't see a problem with it. And James is giving them the advice to humble themselves before God, to recognize their sin for what it is, and allow that to actually convict your heart. We see that especially in verse 9, where they're laughing, they have joy, but they're not laughing and have joy in the things of God, but rather they're laughing and have joy even though they're living in sin and rebellion against God. And we never want to be in that state. Where there is pride and arrogance, there is never going to be humility, and there's never going to be true repentance, because there's no submission before God. And then verse 10,
humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. If we exalt ourselves, then we will be humbled. If we humble ourselves before God, he will exalt us. Let us hold true to the teaching of Scripture. Let us be those who choose to be made low and humble ourselves before God now, so that way we can receive the wonderful grace that he desires to give to you and to me. May the Lord bless us in this. Thank you.